I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Goodness me! What a fantastic goal! What a goal! That is absolutely superb!
Huge cheers go up around Emirates Stadium.
Hello and welcome to the first Arsenal Weekly podcast of the new 2017-18 season. I'm your host, Russell Hargreaves. Coming up on today's show, Peter Cech will drop by to discuss his summer and Arsenal's pre-season preparations. We debut a new feature, the A to Z of Arsenal, while the brilliant Adrian Clarke is back for another season at the chalkboard. Let's kick off, though, by looking back at another Wembley clash in the Community Shield against Chelsea with our Arsenal insider.
Let's hear from another Arsenal insider on the Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Well, I'm delighted to say that the Press Association's Mark Bryans is our Arsenal insider this week, looking back on a third Community Shield victory in four seasons, Mark. Happy days, hopefully, and a good baseline to really set for the season ahead, we hope.
Yes, I think so. I mean, a lot of people will look at it and, you know, I think there's that fine line between, is it still a friendly, is it a piece of silverware? I think that line falls somewhere in between. I think it's still part of preparations, an important part of that. But the morale boost of winning something against the reigning champions heading into the new campaign, you know, it's almost perfect, isn't it?
And you look at that little bit of a psychological edge that hopefully Arsenal might have scored over Chelsea. It's been a fascinating sort of little tete-a-tete between the two, hasn't it, when you think about this game pre-season a few weeks ago and everything that happened last as well.
Yes, it's a bit of one-upmanship at the moment, isn't it, I think? But yeah, you look at the FA Cup final, you look at the Community Shield, I think the game, the pre-season friendly, you know, could easily be put to one side. Arsenal would be delighted that the team that played yesterday, you know, there was no Mustafi, there was no Koscielny, there was no Ramsey, no Ozil, no Sanchez. And OK, Chelsea are missing a few key players as well, but it just proves this side is capable of great things this season, I think.
Well, let's just remind ourselves of a couple of moments of key action. Sead Kolisniak getting a well-taken equaliser.
In comes the free kick. It's good towards Kolisniak with a header! 1-1! Arsenal do take advantage here at Wembley. We are level here in North London. Terrific, towering header from the Bosnian beating Courtois. And Chelsea punished not just by the red card, but also by some poor marking and a really well-placed header from the Bosnian.
So high drama and excitement at Wembley in the end, Mark, and a nice one for the fans as well to get a little taster to warm them up for what lies ahead.
Yes, there's not many better ways of doing it than equalising late on and then winning quite comprehensively in the penalty shootout. I mean, I don't know what people have made of this new format. I know we spoke to some Chelsea players after the game. They weren't too keen, but I suppose if you're on the losing side, you're not going to be a fan of it, are you? So, yeah, I think it was a nice day, a nice trophy. Does it count for much if Arsenal start the season badly? Probably not. Can it help them start the season positively? I think it can.
Well, that definite premise was felt by manager Arsene Wenger. Here's the boss speaking post-match at Wembley to us.
I'm very, very happy, of course, because I won seven times, but especially because we had a good performance. I feel a good team performance, a compact discipline, a great desire, great collective, great fluency collectively, and we had always the desire to play, so I'm pleased. And it's a good encouragement as well to go into the new season in a positive way.
And Mark Bryans, Arsene Wenger, full of real positivity for the season ahead, talking about the united camp and the togetherness moving into the season. That's very important, isn't it?
Yes, you know, I think anyone will see that last season there was maybe fractures in that camp. Maybe there were people uncertain of their futures. Certainly everyone was uncertain over over Arsenal's future. And I think we head into this campaign, there are still one or two snags, there are still one or two things that need ironing out, but they all seem together. Arsenal had all the players on the pitch at the end yesterday. We saw Santi and Alexis and those that weren't involved, but they were involved, if you like, in the collective. And I think that's great to see.
We'll look ahead in detail to the Leicester game with Adrian Clarke a bit later in the show, Mark. But broadly, as we build into this Premier League campaign, how ready do you feel Arsenal are, and how well could they do in an ideal world?
Well, you know, I think a lot of managers, it's a rhetoric for them to say it's been an impressive pre-season, but Arsenal have covered a lot of miles. But I think they've been able to get a lot of football into their legs as well. And I think that can only be seen as a positive. I think you listened to Arsene yesterday, he was quite conserved about winning the Community Shield, but knows that it can be a boost and will want to use it as that platform to build upon. You know, winning promotes winning, and it's much better to head into it with that victory, I think, than if they'd lost yesterday.
Commentated on pre-season training live here at the Emirates with Perry Groves for Arsenal.com last midweek, and we were both really struck as we looked at all the players out there playing in front of the crowd, just what competition for places there is now in pretty much every department, and real serious competition.
Yes, I saw Danny Welbeck yesterday refer to it as a healthy debate for Arsene as to who will start in those attacking positions. And, you know, it's great. Arsene believes that squad is slightly flabby, if you like, if that's the right word. I think he will cut it a little bit, but it's rather better to head into a new season with a bloated squad than one that's short of numbers. Surely that's the way to go, I think.
It's a tricky one, isn't it? Because you also want to possibly be a little leaner to have that real genuine, concerted and targeted competition perhaps as well. Like, I can see the balance needing to be got just about right, and hopefully Wenger will. And also that change to three at the back and a different formation from the get-go for a season probably has a bearing here as well, doesn't it, in terms of who stays and maybe who is shipped on?
Of course, yeah. I'm sure that change last season brought about a change in fortunes for Arsenal, ultimately led to them winning the FA Cup. And I think this season they've been able to drill that into them over pre-season. I'm sure even the recruitment drive, although we've only seen two come in, has been based around largely playing in that system. And like you say, there's not room for certain players within that system. And they'll be the ones that I'd imagine Arsenal look to move on to begin with.
And the boss ever has spoken very thoughtfully and in a very forthright manner over the last couple of weeks about the money coming into the Premier League, the money being spent by some rivals. As ever, this benchmark is going to be high, isn't it, in terms of the wider competition and other clubs coming into that mix as well, increasingly the likes of an Everton maybe.
Yes, you know, I think 2-3 years ago, if a club spent 50 million on a player, we were talking about it, we were debating whether they were worth it. Now it's almost par for the course. It's almost, the figures are almost not up for debate. There's no point talking about them from our perspective, of course, but the clubs, they still want value for money, and it is a lot harder to come by. And we know that Arsene does like his value. We know that he's not just going to go and spend an absolute fortune on a player he doesn't particularly want. And you have to still admire that stance, I think.
And just to finish off, Mark, your prediction for Arsenal's finishing position in the Premier League in a sentence is what and why?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I think I would say I'll be a little bit positive, I think, and I'll say that they'll finish fourth, in my opinion. I think they can get back into the Champions League.
OK, fantastic. Mark Bryans from Press Association, appreciate you being the first Arsenal insider of the new season. You set the bar very high. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Speak to you soon.
You're listening to the Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Well, no doubt another player to star during Arsenal's Community Shield victory at Wembley is goalkeeper Peter Cech, who's also starred as the team's number one goalkeeper in the league for the last couple of seasons as well. Peter's been speaking to Arsenal.com about his summer and also on the club's pre-season preparations.
Petter, we're head to Sydney this summer. How much are you looking forward to returning to Australia? You've been there before, of course.
Well, we had, I played two games there, and obviously you could see that football is growing up in Australia, and it's been since 13 years. So, you know, the number of supporters who came to the game was unbelievable. And I know, and Arsenal is a great supporters club there, and the fan base, I think, is one of those reasons why you go to places like this, because not everybody can come over and to watch games. So you can, if you can reach out on people, your fans all around the world, obviously these are the reasons why you do that. because it's a pre-season tour as well. So for us, the main part is to train well, to get ready, and it's always nice when you have games to play and you have, you know, full stadiums with a lot of support, and it makes it all more enjoyable.
What are your memories? What are your key memories of Sydney? It's a beautiful place, isn't it, Sydney?
Well, you know, when you go with football, you never go to visit places. So you turn up, you play your games, you stay in a hotel, and then you travel somewhere else. But because I was there in a postseason tour, obviously, so it's a slightly different. We had a time to visit a few places. So obviously, we went to the Opera House, we went to the zoo with all the koalas and kangaroos, and then obviously we went to do a little bit of sightseeing in a city. So yeah, it's true that this time was slightly different. We enjoyed the spell, the time there, and obviously we won the game as well, so which was the most important.
I just wanted to ask you about Australian football in general. You know, we haven't seen a huge amount coming to the Premier League, but what we have, two of them, Emilie Jedinak and then Mark Schwarzer, who I guess you'll know pretty well from your time.
Yeah, so we played against him Cahill as well when he was at Everton, and it's an interesting one because obviously you are miles away. You know, Australia is very far. You're going. Mark Schwartz was going 20 years to play with the national team. So can you imagine? You go all the way. You turn up just the day before the game. You play the Premier League. So it's not easy. But I think it just shows how committed they were to the national team and always going back and forth. And obviously, once they have the success, obviously it opens the door for everybody. And I thought, when Mark, having played so many games with Middlesbrough and then Fulham, obviously he left a huge mark in the Premier League. And like Jedinak, Cahill. So, and when you have players like this coming in and doing really well, obviously it opens gate and opens the door for the other players as well. So if they qualify for big tournaments and then the players are doing well, obviously they can end up in a Premier League or Bundesliga or the European top league.
The A.
And it's Adams, put through by Ball.
To Z.
Or Charlie George, who can hit him. Oh,
of Arsenal.
Pires towards Henry.
So for the first A to Z of Arsenal, there's only one place we can start, with the letter A, and A has to be for Arsene Wenger, the most successful manager in the club's history, winning a record 7 FA Cups, 7 Community Shields now as well, and 3 league titles as well, including the historical Invincibles campaign.
It was massively difficult, because when I said to them, now you have won the championship, now I want you to become immortal, they looked at me like I was absolutely mad. What is he talking about, this guy? Immortal for what?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Make a note of the date. May the 15th, 2004. History.
one of the greatest achievements since English football began. Arsenal have gone through an entire league campaign without losing.
I tried to explain to them that they don't realize what they are doing at the moment, but one day they will realize. And so they said, we are not convinced about what you're talking about, but we will do it.
A is also for Arteta, the former club captain who played 114 games for the Gunners and scored goals like this.
Well won, Arteta. Won't fancy a dip here. Yes! Arsenal have their breakthrough. Mikel Arteta.
Well, Mikel retired from the game in May 2016 and signed off in style.
In it goes. Arteta! Oh, scores! And what a way to sign off. Mikel Arteta.
Finally, A is for Aston Villa, the team that Mikel Arteta played his final game for the club against. Arsenal have played the Villans 193 times in total. They've won 82 of those encounters, including this one in the 2015 FA Cup final.
Ball's going to fall here for Alexis. Monreal comes up in support. Alexis drops inside, shoots. Well, oh! What a goal! Alexis Sanchez! And Arsenal have extended their lead.
The Chalkboard with Adrian Clark.
Well, joining me at the Chalkboard for a new season, I'm delighted to say, it's Adrian Clark. Clark, you look like you've summered well.
Yeah, appearances can be deceptive for us. It's great to see you. Great to be back on the show. Really, really looking forward to this season.
And dressed a little bit like the milk tray man as well.
I have gone a little bit milk tray today. Yeah, got dressed in the dark.
And managed to kind of shimmy down the side of the studio to come in and deliver me some chocolates. Yeah. So much appreciated. Adrian, we will start the new season with the following question. How will Alexandre Lacazette adapt to life in the Premier League?
I'm really optimistic about it, actually. Yeah, I've been impressed with him in pre-season. He is obviously a natural finisher. We've seen that with the two goals that he's scored so far. His movement, those little darts inside the area, will give the team something they didn't really have, because Alexis is not a natural centre-forward. Giroud is a different type of striker, as is Danny Welbeck. He's a real predator. So, no, I think adaption-wise would be fine, because he's mobile. And Arsenal, if they move, as long as they move the ball quickly and pick out the runs that he makes, I think he'll be just fine. I'm really excited to see Ozil and Alexis providing the ammunition for Lacazette this season, because he's going to score goals.
So plenty of dynamics at play as we build up to the opening game of the season. Leicester City here at Emirates Stadium on Friday night. Vital that Arsenal do what they don't always do, which is open with a win, surely.
Definitely, yeah. Arsenal have had a few disappointing starts, haven't they, in recent seasons. But look, they go into the game on the back of a decent performance against Chelsea in the Community Shield. I don't think it's been a tremendous pre-season. I think it's been a mixed bag, if I'm perfectly honest. Certainly defensively, there were one or two issues to iron out. But the fact is, Arsene Wenger hasn't had a full complement of defenders available. So it's difficult to tell where we are ahead of the season. And actually, looking at this team as a whole, he hasn't been able to pick his first 11 at any stage, or he's chosen not to, because he's wanted to give game time to various members of his squad. So actually, ahead of this first game, it's so hard to predict, because that chosen 11 hasn't been used yet.
So Leicester as a team, Clarkie, they've got a bit of stability, haven't they, with Craig Shakespeare now in as permanent boss. I think question marks as to whether that arrangement will work well long-term as opposed to it being the interim situation.
Definitely. We don't know how good a manager he is. I think it was quite easy to follow Ranieri in a way.
Players' mate and all
because,
that.
Yeah, the players had clearly decided to down tools for him, and they were happy to go back to the old ways, the ways of Shakespeare, where he'd had a bigger influence in their title-winning campaign. I've got to say, I was impressed by his decision-making. He showed a little bit of tactical flexibility, changed the formation a few times, certainly got the best out of Jamie Vardy. He got the team motivated. So, no, and he's made some good acquisitions, I have to say, in the summer. Ibora from Sevilla looks a leader in the middle of the park, and Harry Maguire, even though he's being paid a ludicrous amount of money for centre-back, I think £80,000 a week to be the Leicester centre-back.
Good
sounds a lot, but I think he'll make a real difference, because Huth and Morgan were on their last legs last season, that they were desperate for a better centre-half.
And beneath it, they really struggled as soon as one of those two couldn't play, I felt, as well.
Absolutely, yeah. But Benaluane was not up to it, and they signed somebody else who's since left. And they've also signed Kelechi Iheanacho, who is a real finisher. And in Maguire and Iheanacho, that could turn out to be two of the more astute signings of the summer.
So who would you, if you're going to pick out one Leicester danger man, go for, given who's still there from previous as well?
Oh, I think you have to pick out Riyad Mahrez. I know it sounds predictable, but he has actually been influential during pre-season. There's a lot of talk that Arsenal are interested and Roma clearly are interested. They've had a couple of bids rejected for him. So I say he's extra dangerous because, A, he wants to impress Arsene Wenger up close and personal. It's human nature. He will be up for this game. And also, it's in his best interest to attract other clubs with a big performance against a big team. So, yeah, we need to keep our eye on him.
A very new, exciting addition for this season's chalkboard, Adrian Clark. Every week, we'll ask you to do a five-second team talk as Arsene Wenger. Not in his actual accent, unless you wish to. Bonus points for that. But 5 second team talk for the Arsenal players. With
a little bit of pressure
mind.
There. No, I'm not going to do it. okay, 5 second team talk. Target the flanks, move the ball at pace, test those centre backs with good movement. Keep your eye on Kelechi.
That was superb. That was just off the cuff as
is
well.
That 5 seconds?
Very impressed. It was close enough to it for me. Adrian Clark, budding manager, one day with all of his other media commitments, loving it. Now, delighted to say that Liam Roberts, the Arsenal Weekly podcast producer, joins us on the line with a new competition, a new head-to-head for the season to come, and also, of course, taking care of, for me, some rather unfortunate business from the tail end of last season. Liam, hello.
So are we talking about the forfeit, bro?
We are, having lost last year's tournament, of course, to Clarkie.
Yes, so for anybody who wasn't listening last year, Russell Hargreaves went down in a blaze of glory on our prediction competition, and as a result, has to hand over his Twitter coverage to Adrian for a day. Adrian, when are you going to take on the responsibility?
Well, between now and the next episode of the Arsenal Weekly podcast, I shall be giving the keys to Russell's Twitter account, which I'm very excited about. I've got one or two ideas, so we're going to have a bit of fun. And, hopefully we'll still be on speaking terms this time next week.
So 24 hours for one whole day between now and next week.
Stay tuned for that. It could happen at any minute.
God, I am worried. I am a little bit concerned. I kind of trust Clarkie, but there's another little glint in his eye, a bit like his managerial five-second team talk that scares me. There's a slight ruthlessness bubbling under the exterior, so I am a bit worried. Anyway, Liam, let's try and focus looking ahead. It's all new for this year.
Yes, so last year it was a prediction competition. No skill involved at all. It was dumb luck. But let's not kind of sugarcoat it. It was dumb luck for both of you. So this year we're back, but we're going to need a bit of skill. So guys, welcome to Brain of Arsenal.
Brain of Arsenal.
Brain of Arsenal. Each week the two of you will select a specialist Arsenal subject. Four questions, head to head. And the winner gets 3 points, the loser gets none. The winner also keeps their specialist subject the following week, and the loser has to come up with a new one.
Okay.
Yeah, that like it, yeah. Enough. I mean, the brain. Maybe we got the wrong two people for the brain. The competition called the brain, but only time will tell, Liam.
Yeah, this could change about 2 or 3 weeks in when we're... as I said, four questions. If we're on 0-0 draws for the first 4 weeks, we're going to be in a bit of trouble.
Well, we thought Liam, we could introduce a multiple choice element a few weeks in if everybody's struggling.
Yeah, I think we might have to. Yeah, so choose your subjects wisely. At the end of the season as well, there's three extra bonus points for the person who answers the most questions correct, which I'll keep a tally of. There's also three extra bonus points for the person who changes their subject the fewest amount of time.
Okay. Clarkie, go on then, hit me. I'll let you as the defending champion.
As the defending... Well, yeah, well, I might as well go with what should be my strongest subject, which would be my breakthrough year, I guess, which was 1995-96. That was the Bruce Rioch season. So, let's go with that and see whether I can keep it going.
OK.
So you want Arsenal 95-96 season, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Locked in. OK, and Russ?
just to get into Clarkie's head, or try to already, I'm going to pick one of my favourite Arsenal players, the man who effectively replaced Adrian Clarke in the Arsenal team. I'm going to go with Mark Overmars' time at Arsenal.
I thought you were going to say Adrian Clarke then.
I am saving that for another week when I've lost a few and I'm in dire trouble. I am going to throw that Hail Mary up there.
When you really want to get into his head, yeah.
Oh, dear, that's quite cruel. But no, I could have no argument. I just want to put it on record. I could have no argument about Arsene Wenger's judgment to ship me out and to bring Mark Overmars in.
Stevenage's game, Kiddie's game,
Southend United.
Southend's game.
Yeah, they never looked back.
That was going to be question one. That was actually going to be question one for us. So, we'll be back next week with four questions each, and we'll see how this car crash unfolds.
Fantastic. Liam, great to have you back, and Clarkie, great to be back alongside you on the Arsenal Weekly podcast.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
We're almost at full time on this week's show, but just before we go, it's time for the final word.
The final is a special occasion. You have to fight to get to the final, you know.
The final word.
As we've just discussed with Adrian, the Gunners open their Premier League campaign this coming Friday night. So let's go back a few years to the opening day of the 2014 season when Aaron Ramsey was the hero against Crystal Palace.
Arteta back to Chamberlain in space. Arsenal pressing here in injury time. Koscielny. Ramsey. Giroud! Save! But there is Aaron Ramsey! He's always there at just the right time. And he could not have timed it better. Arsenal are heading for 3 points after all.
Well, that's full time on this week's show. Our thanks to Peter Cech, to Mark Bryans and to Adrian Clarke for their contributions today. We'd like to know how we're doing with the podcast, so please leave us a rating and review on iTunes. You can subscribe there as well. Also, you can find us on Acast these days. Remember too to get your questions into Clarkie for the chalkboard on Twitter using the hashtag ArsenalWeekly. We're back on Monday the 14th of August with all the reaction to the opening weekend of the season.
The Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.